CBS News, Christopher Glenn reporting on the CBS radio network. Officials in Israel's port city of Haifa are taking issue with Syrian claims that its planes attacked Israel's main oil refinery there today. A spokesman in Haifa said, "We haven't even had an air raid alert, and the refinery is fine." Syria said it staged the attack because Israeli air raids have totally destroyed Syria's oil installations and storage facilities. On the battlefront, Egypt says it has inflicted heavy losses on the Israeli forces fighting in the Sinai, but Israel claims continued success in its push across Suez into the body of Egypt itself. An unidentified Israeli army major gave this report.
Our forces across the canal are pushing the enemy, attacking him in all the fronts. The enemy has got a lot of casualties of soldiers, weapons, heavy weapons, tanks, and so on. There is a resistance, but our forces who are fighting with no alternative are fighting against them and pushing them. The battle is heavy and heavy and getting heavier and heavier, but we feel that we are on the way to destroy the Egyptian army.
Secretary of State Kissinger was due to arrive in Moscow in about an hour for talks with Soviet leaders seeking an end to the Middle East fighting, but bad weather in the Soviet capital has forced a stopover in Copenhagen, Denmark for a time. President Nixon is keeping in close touch with the Kissinger mission, as we hear in this report from Tony Sargent at the White House.
Before Kissinger took off, after midnight, Mr. Nixon talked with him by phone. Then early today, the president met with Air Force General Brent Scowcroft, the top military man in the White House, and sent more instructions to Kissinger's plane en route to Moscow. About the same time, the president communicated by direct diplomatic channels, not the so-called hotline, with Russian Premier Brezhnev. Mr. Nixon and Vice President-designate Gerald Ford also discussed the Mideast situation this morning. It's revealed here today the Russians asked for Kissinger to come to Moscow, that Kremlin request coming after Soviet President Kosygin's conferences with Egyptian leaders in Cairo. Tony Sargent, CBS News, the White House.
Israel's Foreign Minister Abba Eban, though, has dismissed the idea of a ceasefire because it is not a subject of actuality, as he put it. He told reporters in Tel Aviv today on arrival from the United Nations General Assembly session in New York, "Our victory is a necessary prelude to anything positive happening." More news in a minute.
Hi, Pat Summerall here for True Value Hardware Stores. Their ad in November's Family Circle magazine's got a short explanation of the way they work together to give you a big selection of brand-name hardware and housewares at money-saving prices. Read it, then just look around you for the proof. There's a Taylor indoor-outdoor thermometer, for instance. A temperature sensor goes outside, the thermometer stays inside. It shows both temperatures on one scale. It's just $488. And there's a selection of Farberware for your kitchen. A broiler rotisserie lets you barbecue all through the winter right in your own kitchen. Get one for just $29.99. And there's an appliance that makes any other appliance operate on its own. The Intermatic Time-All Timer turns lights or anything else on and off anytime you set. It's just $9.88. See these proofs of performance in November's Family Circle. Find them at your participating True Value hardware store. Check the yellow pages.
Special Watergate prosecutor Archibald Cox reveals his course of action to the public in a news conference an hour from now. Cox has been ordered by President Nixon to stop seeking release of presidential tape recordings in view of a compromise agreement Mr. Nixon reluctantly agreed to, one which would make public a summary of pertinent parts of the tapes. Democratic Senator John Stennis would be permitted to listen to the actual tapes to verify the accuracy of the summary. Cox is expected to express his determination to resist the president's order, even though it could cost him his job. Other reaction to the plan for a summary finds Vice President-designate Gerald Ford in agreement, believing the compromise will be acceptable to the American people. But Watergate Senators Weicker and Inouye were upset because they were not consulted about the move. Weicker called it a hollow deal. Committee Vice Chairman Howard Baker, however, agrees with the plan. Three gunmen hijacked an Argentine airliner with 48 people aboard this morning, forcing the aircraft to fly to Yaquiba, Bolivia, after learning that they would be denied a refueling if they landed as they wanted in the town of Salta in northern Argentina. Officials say the hijackers are armed with high-caliber weapons and hand grenades, but that they have few other details on the takeover. This is Christopher Glenn, CBS News.